Black of nature. How beautiful is a black man silhouetted against nature standing beside a pond? How would any of us ever know? It's a travesty how these images escape the news or on HBO or on the big silver screen. I am tired of being stuffed stereotypes. I want society to embrace this statuesque regal king of a black man, fishing gear and toe, khaki pants, brogan boots, and big black tender hands ensconced around the fragile spine of a fishing pole. My Uncle Doug, farmer, 6'1", tended to his crop with the care and concern of any new mother. How he split those melons open with joy, red-hearted on the 4th of July. We were merry like fireworks, and we needed a home coming, and he brought us together like pieces of somebody's homemade pie. He was the salt of anybody's earth, tending to his flock, tending to his crop like Jesus until his heart broke. He died loyal to his son, Baked Clay Land. I have to go south to Waterloo, South Carolina, just to remember who I am, and I cry. I didn't know him enough. I never in all my life have seen a black man stand in front of a tree, pose for a picture for posterity's sake. Couldn't it be the tree reminds him of lynchings, flashbacks of a configuration of a hangman's noose? Or could it be the dogs barking at the base of the tree? Or could it be the red ground in which the tree shoots up from, reminds him of blood spilt of brothers gone by? Or could it be the rocks crying into the mountain, down into the valley? Y'all, there is something systematic going on, keeping blackness from nature, keeping us from the arms of God. I want a black man who understands where tenderness comes from. I want to sit in his lap and curl up in the cradle of his palm and see the sun when he smiles. I want to lose this void of aching of not seeing black pairs, father and son side by side in the morning light, or even more rare, father and daughter reflecting like pools in each other's eyes. I want to walk and know these images won't be erased from the landscape or replaced by the hype that black people don't know how to love each other. Black love is beautiful. I want to go to bed and awake knowing black love will always be there. I want to be wedded to blackness. I want to walk to the beat of the black hand drum. I want to walk to syncopated rhythm without somebody saying, which tune do I hum? I want to be wedded to blackness. Black veil, black dress, black train, and a host of black bridesmaids. And the sun streaming through black stained glass. I want to be in a black church with a black congregation. In the center of all this blackness, one black bird singing a black healing song.